Alrighty, so I guess to get us started, do you mind telling me a bit about the CleanRide UVC pilot program?
Yeah, well, listen, this has been an absolutely amazing success story out of the Venture 13 Police Tech Accelerator. As you may or may not recall, it's a joint venture with the Corporate Police Service and Northumberland CFDC. And we do all sorts of really innovative stuff. And we launched that almost a year ago today. And the CleanRide uses UVC-led technology to address the potential viruses and contamination, killing 99.9%. So what was really kind of neat was when we were ready to roll out the accelerator, COVID hits us. And I'm trying to take a real positive approach to COVID in that there are some really nice stories out of it. And this is a great company out of Campbellford and Team Eagle. And they've been in this technology for quite some time in the aeronautical industry. So they were looking at pivoting a little bit with COVID and the airline industry being what it is. And they created a model that we were really happy to pilot. And it's a vehicle and building cleaner, if you will. And it removes all viruses and bacteria from the surfaces in the air in the multi-use vehicle. So we were able to roll it out here at the Corporate Police Service during the pandemic and get it into the frontline cruiser. So at the beginning of every shift, the cruiser would be cleansed. After an accused person was in the back of a car, we were able to ensure that it was also the UVC technology where to sterilize that area. We do our cell blocks, we do meeting rooms. And in the fall, when we did the pilot, I thought, what the heck, why don't we try with fire trucks and with public works vehicles? So we were able to continue that pilot through the town of Coburg, where they were really supportive over at the engineering department and then as well as the fire services. So Team Eagle is actually an amazing company to work with. At the same time as we were rolling out our pilot, they had their tests done at Western University confirming the technology kills the novel coronavirus. And they actually, the time it takes went down from 10 minutes to decontaminate a car to 4 minutes, which is pretty remarkable. And the great thing about the accelerator is we bring great minds. From a policing standpoint, we bring relationships. So one of the companies, MD Charlton, is probably the largest police equipment distributor in Canada. We were able to make a connection with Team Eagle and MD Charlton. So MD Charlton ended up becoming the exclusive distributor for this product. So what it did is it took a little company from Northumberland County and has put it on the national map and, dare I say, international in the ability. And this really goes right down to it gives me the peace of mind that we have a tool in our arsenal to make my front line as safe as possible. And as recent as the outbreak that we've just gone through, we were able to leverage technology in two areas, this particular technology, and we were able to ensure that we were cleaning everything, we were able to decontaminate cars very quickly, but more so the other technologies that we have going on, we're able to do contact tracing. So it just really proves positive that there are amazing people right here in Northumberland County willing to make community safety a priority for us and for them.
Perfect. And how has it sort of also offered a peace of mind through this pandemic that you're able to use this technology to keep the community and your officers safer?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate in that people here let me be the chief of an amazing police service, and the people that work here, and Special Constable Todd Long, really, really deserves most of the credit, and Special Constable Wes Patterson have helped out, but it really gives me peace of mind as chief, as I know that when my men and women come, they leave their families to come to work to keep this community safe, that as chief, I'm able to give them the personal protection equipment that they need to keep themselves safe, but that their office, and for the officers, the women and men in the cruisers, that's their office for 12 hours, rolling office. So that really gives me great peace of mind to know that at least when they started their shift, that novel coronavirus was, I guess it's no longer novel, but is no longer there in the cruiser. And if any time they're transporting people and they're a little bit concerned, they could hang this device in their cruiser and in 5 minutes have great peace of mind that not only the coronavirus, but any other viruses would be eradicated through this device.
Perfect. And how many vehicles throughout Coburg or Northumberland sort of is using this technology at this point?
I wouldn't know the exact numbers. Every one of our fleet is cleaned daily. So that's all of our cruisers, the special constable vehicles, some of the admin cars. I know that the fire services are testing two different technologies, which is great. They have a pretty strong, pretty amazing emitter. And then they also have the UVC, so that's their fire trucks. And I believe in Public Works, they were doing any multi-use vehicle, so any vehicle that's shared between workers. So I don't have an exact number, but it's just one set of tools in the toolbox to keep all of our employees safe.
Absolutely. And you kind of touched on this in your first answer there, but how sort of awesome is it to see this type of leading technology coming right out of our own backyard?
Well, this is definitely unique, but then that's credit to the Police Accelerator, right? So the Police Accelerator brings the amazing minds from the CFDC, which are leaders in the FedDev Ontario's Rural Innovation Initiative, in partnering with entrepreneurs and helping them take idea to real. So a lot of entrepreneurs who work in Venture 13, they have a great idea, but they may not have the means or expertise to move it forward. So we were able just to leverage that great synergy between CFDC and the Coburg Police Service and all of the great people there. And then Team Eagle's already been working with CFDC. So it was a real natural fit. And then to bring in another company from Toronto, who is now housed at Venture 13 with more technology that is really great for contact tracing, which really had a positive effect on our recent outbreak. It's amazing. And that's the great thing about our Police Tech Accelerator is there's only one other accelerator designed for policing in Canada that's in Edmonton, but we're the only one with ready available funds to help fund a new entrepreneur, or in this case of the Clean Ride, able to take an idea and get, like, this is pretty remarkable. An idea that they had in June is in market by December. Like that speed is exponential. And that speaks to the folks at Team Eagle, but it also speaks to the mechanism that Police Accelerator allows entrepreneurs to explode onto the market. And I can tell you that these devices have been sold as far away as Thunder Bay.
Wow, that's incredible.
So that's great to see I don't want to say a small company, but a company in Northumberland County able to put their stamp on community safety across the country through our accelerator. It's a great success story for sure.